The Buffalo Sabres are off to a fast start to the new season. Reporter Bill Hoppe is back for this week's edition of WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
The Sabres have 3 wins and an overtime loss in their first 4 games. That's 7 out of 8 possible points in the standings. A big reason for their early success has been the power play. They have 8 power play goals in 15 opportunities with the man advantage.
The power play has been downright lethal for them early this season, and for me, it's the biggest reason for their success. And when you look at the players that they utilize on the power play, it makes sense. I mean, Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart, Rasmus Dahlin, Jeff Skinner, Victor Olofsson has been just dynamic from the right circle on the power play through the first week of the season. He already has 4 goals. They're deep. You can't key on one guy, and that's helped boost their success. And they're so deep that Rasmus Ristolainen, a defenseman who's had 40-plus points the last 4 years, is been put on the second unit. So Coach Ralph Kruger has a lot of options, and right now they've probably been the best unit in the league. But all that said, they're living dangerously by relying on the power play too much. Right now the power play is operating at 53%. I highly doubt they can keep that up the entire season or even a few more weeks. I mean, it's probably going to dip below 30, and they're going to have to start scoring at even strength more if they want to win games.
You mentioned Victor Olofsson, the rookie, who's playing on the top line with Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart. What are your thoughts on his overall play so far?
Well, obviously he's been terrific on the power play, but 5-on-5, he actually hasn't scored an NHL goal yet. All 6 of his NHL goals through his 10-game career have been on the power play. So he's a little raw. The power play has boosted his hot start. He has to do more 5-on-5, and he's very cognizant that he hasn't been good enough at even strength and that he has to be better.
Well, one thing Ralph Kruger talked about this week was the need for more balanced scoring. Last season, Phil Housley typically had the team's 3 best offensive players, Eichel, Skinner, and Reinhart, on a line together. They all had career years, but the rest of the lineup didn't produce much offensively. Kruger's now playing Skinner on the second line with Marcus Johansson and Vladimir Sobotka, and so far that's worked out.
It's worked out very well, and it was kind of surprising when Ralph Kruger broke up Jack Eichel and Jeff Skinner. They were one of the league's best duos last year, both NHL All-Stars, and he figured Jeff Skinner would at least start the season beside Eichel. But as you said, Ralph Kruger wants balance, and he thought the best way of creating that was to move Jeff Skinner onto the second line beside Johansson. And it was you can change lines very quickly, but I mean, it was a bit of a gamble to do that because he spent a lot of the preseason playing Marcus Johansson at center. He's played center in the NHL, but it hadn't been in a long time, and he'd been a winger for years, and it wasn't a sure thing that he was going to be able to acclimate back to that quickly. But so far, they've been both good. Vladimir Sobotka, their right winger on that line, he took a lot of criticism last year. He wasn't very good, he had a strong training camp, and he's had a solid first week here. So that's been a very formidable second line for the Sabres. Depth, really, they didn't have last year.
The fourth line has also looked really strong. The third line seems to be the one that's not quite clicking.
Well, the third line of Casey Mittelstadt, Jimmy Vesey, and now Evan Rodriguez has joined them to replace the injured Connor Sherry. They're really the team's fourth line. They haven't done much this season. Meanwhile, the so-called fourth line of Johan Larsson, Zemgus Girgensson, and Kyle Okposo, they've been terrific. They've been the Sabres' most consistent line, in my opinion. They're generating a lot of zone time. They've created offense. They're tough to play against. And to me, they're the biggest surprise so far for the Sabres this season. And you really didn't know what to expect from that line just a week ago. You had Johan Larsson, a guy people were wondering if he would make the team even. Zemgus Girgensson's a guy that's been around a while, but has just kind of settled into a checking role in the third or fourth line. Then you had Kyle Okposo, a guy who struggled last year and is a scorer, used to play more minutes on a top line. But they played together a little bit last year at the end, and they were pretty good, and they've quickly meshed here, and they've been terrific.
The Sabres host the Florida Panthers tonight at KeyBank Center, then a Monday matinee before heading off for a 3-game Western road trip. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.